edition of the 4K Blu-ray review here on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, everything else. We are back in the month of October. Halloween is upon us with ghouls and zombies and werewolves and, yes, murderous mothers, which is the theme of today's episode. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest. We are on the Multimedia Men podcast on all of those previous outlets. Yes, the Multimedia Men podcast. Look that up on iTunes. Type in Multimedia Men. Type in Boomstick Comics. You'll find this show as well as our whole other podcast network of wrestling shows, horror movie shows, and music shows, as well as nerd shows and this 4K Blu-ray review show. Yes, where we help you decide whether or not to spend your hard-earned money on fun movies that are out there. Today's episode is a movie called Straitjacket. And, oh, from Scream Factory, of course. They are amazing. They release all the fun horror movies. Straitjacket from 1964. January 1964. Very weird. Sometimes nowadays, right after the first of the year, you get kind of like a horror movie. Back then, 1960s, still the same thing. But yes, this is kind of a deja vu thing because the director of this movie, Straitjacket, William Castle, yes, we talked about him earlier. William Castle directed that movie, The Tingler, that you can listen to on this podcast network. He's known as kind of like the gimmicky director. He directed tons of horror movies like House on Haunted Hill or 13 Ghosts from back in the day. Worked with Vincent Price a lot. And he did that Tingler movie where he put those buzzers in the seats to make it buzz when certain things happened. And even when House on Haunted Hill, he flew fake skeletons through the theater to scare people. Yes, that gimmicky director, William Castle, directed Straitjacket that stars Joan Crawford and the first feature film debut of Lee Majors. Yes, Lee Majors, the man, the myth, the legend, who was recently in Ash vs. Evil Dead with Bruce Campbell. We gotta shout that out. But yes, Straitjacket. Fantastic movie. William Castle, yes. What gimmick did he do this time? When people went into the theaters, every person that saw the movie got a little cardboard axe because this is a axe-wielding murderous mother. Yes, Joan Crawford. So Joan Crawford, yes, got her big like sequel debut. Like, she became very popular again in her older age with whatever happened to Baby Jane, of course. So then from then on, she kind of went on to do some horror movies and like kind of play that part in a bunch of films, which was fun. One of the most notable ones being this one, Straitjacket from Columbia Pictures, which again, in a true William Castle gimmick fashion, you've all seen the Columbia Pictures logo. You remember, you know, kind of like in Ghostbusters, the beginning of the Ghostbusters, you see like the lady standing with the torch for the film logo for Columbia Pictures. Yeah, that happens here, but the head falls off and falls down at the base and is bloody. It's fun. So yes, that's what we're dealing with here. And this movie is crazy. There is some tension on set, of course, with Joan Crawford, because she was known as a diva and very difficult to work with. In fact, there was some replacement of actors. One of the other actors didn't do so well or didn't get along with Joan Crawford, so they were fired midway through filming. She had a lot of demands, and it was a whole thing. But it's Joan Crawford. You want her in your movie, I guess. So what is this movie about, Straitjacket? So we see that Joan Crawford, who plays this woman named Lucy, chopped up her husband and his mistress with an axe to death after she caught him cheating on her. All right, everybody. Don't go killing people when they cheat on you. Come on. Just join in. How about that? Three-way. But yeah, axe murdering woman. Then she went to a psychiatric hospital for 20 years. 20 years passed since then, and she is let out, and she goes to her brother's house, who has a wife. They live on a farm, and they took in her three-year-old daughter, Lucy's three-year-old daughter, who witnessed this murder. Her daughter's name is Carol, and she is, you know, kind of older now. She's like 23 years old, and she's an artist. And she kind of like seemingly just doesn't remember what happened back then. So Joan Crawford's character, Lucy, is just trying to like get back in the swing of things on these farms. She feels safe. She's just trying to figure everything out. She comes to find out that her daughter is engaged to somebody. But then all of a sudden, people start turning up murdered. Not just murdered, axe murdered. Their heads are cut off. Decapitations everywhere. And Joan Crawford's character, Lucy, just has no idea what's happening. And like the movie does bill it as like, oh man, she's getting back in her way. She's really sadistic, really crazy. But then you come to find out, spoiler alert. I mean, this movie came out in the early 60s. You should have seen it by now. It actually wasn't Joan Crawford. It's somebody else in the family. I'm sure you can figure out who, you know, kind of passing the torch, the axe, from one person to another in the family. But yes, super fun. And it kind of has like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre vibe to it, because this killer, who kind of remains mysterious, you know who it is, kind of like dresses up and puts on certain things to make you seem like it's somebody else. It's that cool. There's like that kind of aspect going on around, like, kind of like a weird family too. But people turn up dead, decapitated everywhere. So this movie, being made in 1964 by William Castle, running at 90 minutes, there's a lot of filler in it. Kind of like the pacing is on and off here, I would say. It's not exactly just consistently action and thrills. There's a little slow moments here and there, but it kind of builds the tension. It builds the suspense. And it's fun to see these actors on there, especially Joan Crawford playing this role. But yeah, it's a fun movie still. It still kind of holds up today and is definitely worth your time for sure, because this movie was released in theaters and everybody got axes. That's a let alone to see reason you should see this movie. But yes, let's talk about the video aspect of this movie. 1964, Scream Factory, all shot in black and white. It looks good from the source. Like, it wasn't a great source shot video from back in 1964, but Scream Factory's done the best they can with what they have here. So, going with that, the grain levels here are just all over the place for the most part. They swarm, it fluctuates, it's heavier in places, it just kind of, and then there's some instances where everything looks stable. It's just kind of like on and off here. There are actually some close-ups here where things look blurry or hazy. There's that amount of kind of warped video here. But I think it's just part of the movie, but it's kind of distracting here and there. Color-wise, the black and the white, the gray scale, it's all well-balanced for the most part. It looks a little dark here and there, but overall, pretty decent. But yeah, detail, though, there are some moments where you can see, like, facial features and stuff like that, maybe some wounds of the victims, but other than that, it's kind of a flat looking picture. But still, all that being said, this is an old movie. They're trying to do the best they can. This is definitely not a Criterion release by video any means, but they do a decent job here, and it looks somewhat, it looks good, just despite its problems being an old movie, but I think that's part of the plan here. Let's move on to the audio. The audio portion of this comes with a DTS HD Master Audio 2.0, and it sounds good. There's not really any audio dropouts or pops or cracks. Maybe a little bit of hiss here and there, but it sometimes it can sound a little shrilly, but still, an overall very well-balanced audio presentation. Dialogue is clear and easy to understand. The score and the crescendos sound very good and add to that element. There are some sound effects of the farm, as well as kind of like the chopping up type stuff. It's okay. I wouldn't say it's like any like things that requires bass or a low end, but yeah, it does its job. The audio does its job here for this 1964 film. It's not great. It's not terrible. That's the same way with the video portion. Let's move on to the extras. The extras are just damn good here. And it's probably one of the reasons you should buy this movie from Scream Factory. There is a commentary with authors and film experts Steve Haberman and David Shaw. They talk about the making of this film, Joan Crawford, William Castle, their careers, their lives, and making this movie and all the production troubles and fun they had over the years with this movie, and even the gimmicky stuff. It's a pretty good. There's a lot of info on the making of this film. There is an excellent extra that's 7 minutes long called Joan Had Me Fired, meaning Joan Crawford had me fired. Yes, the original actress, Anne Helm, was originally cast as the role of Joan Crawford's daughter in the movie. But she was fired into the shoot because they did not get along, or Joan Crawford just didn't get along with anybody. So she talks a lot of shit about Joan Crawford and her like insane ways on set. It's super funny. One of the funny things she talks about is that Joan Crawford had an endorsement with Pepsi, but on set she just drank Coca-Cola. What a dick. But then she talks about like the loving relationship with William Castle and everything. So it's pretty cool. It's an excellent, funny extra. There's also another extra, a bonus feature centered on Joan Crawford. It's 7 minutes long. It's called On the Road with Joan Crawford. And it has Joan Crawford's publicist at the time talking about being on the road with her promoting all the movies. There's some crazy, crazy things including how Joan Crawford wouldn't show up to something up until the second that it was starting. So yeah, there's that. Super fun. There's a making of the movie, which is 15 minutes long, and it just kind of tracks kind of like the production process of Straitjacket. Taught with like interviews with like remaining cast and crew and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. There are also some costume and makeup tests, which kind of heavily feature Joan Crawford in her costumes. And then there's an axe swinging screen test as well, which shows people hitting fake dummies, their heads falling off with the axe. Fun. There's a still gallery that has lobby cards, publicity stills, behind the scenes photos, and poster art. And then there's a couple theatrical trailers to round this out. I must say, it's damn good. They're pretty much mostly all new extras. Holy shit. That's pretty cool. The movie's about $20 online, Scream Factory. It's one of those that you should get just because if you're a fan of these old horror movies, especially William Castle stuff, Joan Crawford, you'll want to see this. They did a good job. It still holds up for the most part and is a really weird piece of cinema. Straitjacket, definitely recommended.